Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part one, for the whole half an hour here, we're going to be speaking with Lieutenant Scott Sager. Scott is joining us to talk a little bit about his career as he's wrapping things up. We want to thank our friends over at the Wood County Sheriff's Department for doing that. We also want to thank our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being here. Always appreciate Joe and the gang. Do yourself a favor. If you haven't done so already, go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. Keep up to date and all the great work they're doing and support them like they support us. Scott, thank you so much for being here. Do you want to spend the first 5 minutes ripping on Sean? Because I mean, I feel like we can. He's not here and he kind of stood us up a little bit on everything. So no, we can't do that. I don't even know what I'd come up with, to be honest with you, man. But we do want to send a shout out to Sean. Appreciate the time whenever he is able to join us. Scott, thank you again for being here. I want to get into your career as you are retiring soon. When is your retirement exactly?
I've got a retirement date of August 5th.
Okay, all right.
So coming up here in next 4 weeks.
Well, I got a bunch of questions, but just off the top of my head, my first one, how are you feeling about it?
Well, it was a tough decision to make. It was a hard day, the day that I decided that was going to be the date. It's bittersweet. This is all I've known all my life. Serving the communities and the jurisdictions I work in, sits deep with me. It means a lot to me to help people out in their worst days. I'm ready for the next chapter of my life. And yeah. I just have to be able to separate and let that part go. It's been all my life, my career. And it's something I've been proud of and very much enjoy coming to work to every day for all the years. And
yeah.
I think that says a lot for anybody that can enjoy, going to their job every day.
That I love that phrase. Yeah, you enjoy what you do. You never work a day in your life. It's a great phrase. Before we go too much further into the future here, let's rewind a little bit. Let's go back. First off, what got you to want to be in this service? What got you to want to do this for a career?
Well, it was back in the high school days. I was a senior in high school. I was halfway through my senior year. I'm a local here, born and raised in Wisconsin Rapids. I was at Lincoln High School halfway through and didn't know for sure what I was going to do. My father was a carpenter of trade, I was thinking about, getting into carpentry and the trades, and he was kind of trying to talk me out of that, trying to do something different. I talked to a couple of police officers halfway through my career, and just kind of piqued my interest. And the more and more I started kind of digging into it and learning more about it, the more and more I just got more interested. And that's, I think I found my niche of what I wanted to do. So
something sparked in you about it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And it was not until halfway through high school, senior year.
Was it one of those, because I know this happened for me when I was at Lincoln too. We had times where they came in, officers that were currently enlisted came in and talked to us as students and everything and kind of told us about what it is to be in a police officer or a sheriff and some of that. That I know that even piqued my interest as a kid. Was something like that what helped get you started on this path?
No, it was more kind of an off-duty type scenario. Outside the school,
yeah,
I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
They didn't really have a lot of that when I was in high school and that.
I bring it up in part because I imagine sometimes you don't know who you're impacting doing those when you go to schools and everything. I know it did me, and I know I had a friend that it was really impacted by it and really got them. They had never thought about being an officer before, and it really got them to end up thinking about doing that. Just so you and the team knows, that stuff really does help. It really does go a long ways when you're visiting schools, when you're talking with kids. I think it's a great point what you're bringing up too. We talk all the time, Sheriff Becker and I, about building that bridge stronger and stronger between community and law enforcement. And when you stop and you shoot a couple hoops with kids, or you just stop and say hi, and it's nothing more than just one citizen and another talking and everything, that builds bridges, sure, but you also don't know what spark could be started from something like that, where when you're driving away and a little kid's like, that looks like a pretty cool job, like I might want to do something like that. We can have no shortage of that. Again, something else that Sean and I talk about, when he was first going into this and enlisting and being and wanted to be in this job, and the amount of people that were going for it and the amount of people that now go for it. We need more and more good people getting into these services, getting into these jobs. So any chance to start those sparks sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, just this morning I was at a local business picking up some product, and there was a mother out there with two young kids, and I was just getting ready to get back in my squad, and she asked if the kids were interested, they're wanting to sit in the car. And I'm like, yeah, we can definitely do that. So I opened the door and, you know, showed them a couple of things inside and told them, explained some of the basics, you know, the radio and the radar and the computer system. And they wanted to see the back seat. And our back seats have a plastic, kind of a plastic seat, hard seat in the back. Yeah, and they said that the definitely didn't look comfortable. I said, yeah, that's definitely a place that you typically don't want to be in if you don't have to.
But anyway. Hopefully the last time you see the backseat. But yeah, right. Especially as kids, whatever gets them interested, whatever kind of gets them to see, you know, hey, right. this is it's more than what you see on the outside. I think that's really also hopefully create some empathy in these kids, whether they go into law service or not. The more information they know about what it like to be in that vehicle, to be in that position, to be in that job, hopefully the more and more empathy we create for that too when it comes to our society and having more and more kids growing up and seeing, oh, this is the line of defense we have as a community, and they understand that a little bit more. How long have you been in the position?
I've been an officer for 30 years, and a few years before that I had 3 years on the Wood County Reserves, starting in 91, 92, and 93, where I did the park patrol and kind of more of a summertime type of application or special events that go through the year. Jobs were tough to find back in the early 90s here. You know, if we had one position open at a police department or sheriff's department, there was typically 200 to 300 applicants that would be applying for one position. So, mm-hmm. And some of those were, you know, previous officers with prior experience, you know, versus, you know, the young guys just kind of out of the academy with zero experience. So anything to get involved with, you know, on the job type training, I got involved with the auxiliaries, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department on their auxiliary, where it's a volunteer, you know, situation there where you come in uniform, but do special events and do some ride-alongs with officers. But anything to build some history and, you know, some free on-job training experiences.
I was going to ask this a little bit later, but as long as we're talking about it, kind of go right into, when it comes to people that are out there listening that may want to look into law enforcement as a career and find out more about it, are those some of the things you would suggest of kind of getting your feet in the water a little bit? The ride-along seems like a great idea.
Yeah, our department does ride-alongs if there are people interested in, you know, thinking about making that a career path. We're more than willing to accommodate schedules and make something work out, even if it's for a few hours. Some people request, you know, hey, can I ride an entire 12-hour shift? And usually on the first one, we recommend, you know, 3 to 4 hours just to kind of get a taste of it. And if they're interested, you know, we can bring them back another time or two. And then after that stage, typically, we recommend auxiliaries applying for our Wood County Reserve program, which is a great stepping stone into a full-time career. We understand most of our part-time reserves don't typically stick around for more than a couple of years because it is a stage in their life, and they move on to bigger and better and on to full-time careers. So.
When it comes to influences, you mentioned, you know, there was something that sparked you from a young age or when you were in high school about this. As you get into the job, you get into the profession, were there people that impacted it for you that helped guide you in this job?
There were a couple friends of my parents that were officers in town here for the Rapids PD. And I had a chance to have some conversations with them after I was, you know, definitely getting my interest sparked as far as making it a career. And after speaking with them, you know, they had given me the pros and cons and kind of let me make a decision on what direction I wanted to go. But after that, it just really seemed to start coming together, getting on the auxiliaries. Then I got on right away. I started getting experience doing some volunteering and working on special events and the football games and parades and things like that. It just, before I knew it, I was had a couple auxiliaries. I got on the Town of Rome Auxiliary in Adams County as well. it just one thing led to another, to part-time work, to full-time work.
Was there anything that was really a situation, a conversation, anything like that, that was really impactful while you've been in the position, while you've been doing this? I cannot imagine the hard days that can come from a job like this, things that help get you through or help get you through those early, you know, tough days.
Yeah, basically, any time that we can help someone, especially on their bad days, whether it's a medical issue or whether it's an incident-related issue, just being able to be there and provide a service to them is the most rewarding part. I've had a lot of medical calls over the years. I've done a lot of CPR, seen, you know, people at their worst time, try to bring them back into the world. Not always, you know, the sunshine rainbows, you know, making it all happen, but people do expire as well. But just knowing that you're there to help people and move forward with making their day better.
Were there some moments, and hopefully there were a lot of them, this is a tough question for you, hopefully, were there some moments that really stood out to you in your career that, like, man, I'm so thankful I have this job. I'm so thankful to be in this position. I can think of, there were moments where you were doing things like you were just touching on there and helping people or what have you. Any events, like, you know, I'm thinking of things like the jump in the water.
Polar plunge.
Polar plunge. Thank you.
Sure.
Jeez,
sure.
Man, Joe, where I needed polar plunge. No, I'm kidding. but yes, polar plunge events like that, that were really fun to be a part of. Were there things that stand out to you in your career that you really enjoyed like that?
Yeah, things like that. Anything with community involvement. The polar plunge was a great time for everybody to get together. You know, people love to see the cops jump in and get cold and wet. We've done all kinds of community, you know, interacting with cops on a rooftop and coffee with a cop and, you know, all types of different things.
Touch a truck events
years.
And stuff.
Touch a truck. And I've shown our armored vehicle, you know, numerous times and had people, hundreds and hundreds of people in and out of it. And they ask, you know, a million questions, which they should, and answer all their questions for them and explain the reasons why, you know, we have something like that. And after they have a conversation with you and you enlighten them, they totally understand, you know, reasons that would be beneficial.
Yeah. We're speaking with Lieutenant Scott Sager from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Scott is going to be retiring in August. We're having a conversation about his career and talking about some of the different things that he's experienced through it. And one of the things that I was curious about, Scott, is as much as time as I've spent with you guys, and I've learned more about this, and being honest with the audience and you guys, as you well know, I know both sides of this job in some ways, being a former knucklehead that I am and everything. but one of the things that I always like to ask is finding out different stuff that we wouldn't know as citizens, things that you guys experience or do, things that stand out to you about the job that might be insightful for others that we wouldn't know from a TV show or something like that, but that we can hear from from you yourself. Is there things that stand out to you about the job and your career in doing the job that, you know, you don't think your average person would know about?
Yeah, some of the, you know, without getting into great details, the calls that you get that you think no one else would probably ever want to go to or much less experience, you know, the death scenes, the car crashes, the fatal car crashes, you know, domestic incidents, you know, where people are assaulted. There's other things, too, that I was involved with over the years. I was on our investigations department as a drug officer for 4 years. Did a lot of things on there that I never thought I'd ever be a part of. Some pretty interesting, I guess, missions, if you will, and working undercover. I currently am the commander for our special response team. Been on our special response team now for all the 19 years I've been at the sheriff's department, and definitely have you know, seen some different range of calls, call outs or warrant services that we have done. And at times we have brought, civilian members of our community along with us on some of the calls, that, you know, and keep them inside the armored vehicle in a safe location. But just to be able to experience that kind of stuff, because that is something that not everyone sees on a regular basis, and how you have to interact with people and to, you know, be safe coming home at night or in the morning if it's a nighttime and versus daytime. But yeah, just a kind of a whole total different approach.
Yeah. It's we take so much from TV, movies, and think that we have an insight or we understand a little bit more of these jobs, not just what you do, but certainly almost anything that you see on entertainment and everything. But it's one of the things that I like to bring up to people, especially when it comes to this topic, or even in recent years when it comes to law enforcement, is what you see on TV, it cannot be more scripted. When an officer shows up, there is no script. This is improv. There is no, you're trained and certainly trained very well for these, but you have no idea what that person's going to say or what's going to happen or how what their mood is or their mindset or any of these things. And oftentimes you're doing this with people you've never met before. So the importance of us having some empathy and understanding of that. I appreciate the things that you brought up as well, because part of the reason I wanted to talk about this is I think a lot of people think, well, a police officer or a sheriff's job is this, 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 and this. And there is so much more put on your all plates that weren't when you first started this job.
Right.
It's important for us as a community to not only know this so that we certainly have some appreciation for the work that's being done, but also some understanding of, I would hope, some understanding of what is being asked of our police officers, what is being asked of our sheriff's department in these things. I don't think that enough people are understanding of really the full encompassment of all that is, especially for people like yourself that have been doing this for 30 years, where you started and what's being asked of you now. That's very different worlds. And sure, while we appreciate the work that you're doing, I don't think it's asking a lot for our community to have some empathy and understanding of it as well.
Sure. And, you know, we all have hats to wear. You know, as a police officer, we wear a lot of different hats from daily. But it takes all of us in the community to make the world go around. You know, people say, I definitely couldn't do your job. And, you know, honestly, I could say probably the same thing at certain jobs that other people have, that everybody's kind of cut out for something. And that takes us all together to make it all happen.
That's a good way to put that. Yeah. Scott, as we're wrapping up here, I did have just a couple of other questions for you. When it comes to, I'm really hoping with this interview here that not only you have enjoy yourself, you have a good time, we get some great content for us, and of course with Kozarabski and Media. But one thing I did want to hope to do is encourage and maybe get a spark in somebody, and maybe somebody out there is listening and it gives them an idea to want to do this and go into law enforcement and everything. What was some of the, if any, advice that you received or that you would give to somebody that is looking to get into this field?
Probably the biggest message is just to be able to treat people the way that you want to be treated. That definitely goes a long ways in your career. You know, seeing that I work and live in the community that I work in, you know, I see people on the streets at Walmart or at a restaurant or wherever it may be while I'm off duty, and it's somebody that I dealt with, you know, maybe in the recent past or the distant past, and they come up and say thank you to me of, you know, how, hey, you're really decent with me, you treated me with respect. And even though that at face value there might be, you know, some real stern instructions you give somebody, but you still need to have that level of respect and treat people with respect like a human being, just the way you would want to be treated. So honestly, the biggest message for me is just treat people the way you want to be treated, and that'll take you through your whole career.
Well said. You know, speaking of things that you can do next and everything, you want to look in the radio, man. You're doing great. You're really good on the radio. You got a great voice, everything. Might be something to look into. That is fantastic advice. Appreciate that, Scott. And as for what's next for you, not to pry or you know, ask you questions that you may not know the answers to yet. What are you looking forward to about next for you after this?
Yeah, no problem. So for the last 9 to 10 years, I've been the drone coordinator for our department, and the more and more I've got involved with our drone program and flying our drones for, you know, search and rescue and tactical operations and just different requests, some type of photography type stuff, and I basically found a niche and had a couple people that helped me along in the drone world there, kind of point me in a direction of getting into aerial crop dust spraying, like ag spraying. So with the heavyweight drones. So this past year I got all my certifications and licensing and whatnot. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of agricultural spraying with the heavyweight drones.
Man, that sounds awesome. I've actually gotten into a little of that myself, just in interest. I haven't done anything yet, but I've watched a lot of videos and I've researched it a bit because it just seems like something that would be really cool to do. If you get a chance, you, anybody out there, if you haven't seen our national parks, every one of them have had some drone footage done. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible. Incredible what they can pick up and what they can do with those things now, and the detail, the 4 or 5K, whatever they're up to now, 12K, whatever it is, it just really does feel like you're there. Like, it's just amazing stuff that they're able to do with those now, and that's going to be a fun gig, I imagine. That's going to be very to keep you busy, give you something enjoyable to do, and get a creative outlet there as well. That should be a lot of fun.
There's definitely a few different jobs, you know, that can be done with them, but not just the spur drones, but we also have the camera thermal drones. We help people that can't find their deer in the fall with a thermal drone, helping with deer recovery too. So
what they have done for missing people, like that alone, has made them such an asset to law enforcement, to us as a community. It really is interesting to see where the evolution of those and how much we're finding different uses for them and everything.
Right. Yeah, I told Sheriff Becker if he ever needed any type of search and rescue type stuff done with drone, just a phone call away, and we'll definitely come in and provide that service free of charge to, you know, to the community and give back.
Very cool. And appreciative, and also speaks completely to the service that you and so many of your brothers and sisters have done when it comes to this job, because one of the things that Sheriff Becker and I have also talked about is how you guys retire, quote unquote retire, but you never really leave the gig. Your heart is still there. You got friends and people and colleagues that are still in law enforcement, so you're still going to be paying attention, still going to be certainly having your heart in that world in many ways. We know this also from so many people who will not let go of a cold case, and so many officers out there that will keep working on that case long into retirement. I always like to shout out those individuals and show our appreciation to them, because that you talk about above and beyond. I don't know if you can come up with a better description than above and beyond of the service when you continue to even into retirement, which so many of you guys do. We greatly appreciate that. As we let you go, Scott, I'm curious. You step back, take a step back, look at your career in a third person perspective. Legacy is such a big word, and I don't think it has to mean as much as we think it can mean and everything. But what do you kind of hope your impact, your footprint on this job and this community has been?
Oh boy.
Yeah, not a tough question at all to wrap up on. Easy one to wrap up on.
Just another officer out there doing a job, providing service to the community. As far as anything specific to our community or our department, probably the most passion that I've had there is my involvement with the special response team. I just really want to see that team continue to grow and flourish and provide a service to the community, help keep our community members safe when the call comes in that, you know, our regular patrol officers are needing extra help for tactical missions or operations to be able to execute those as safely as possible, and still working with the community, neighboring jurisdictions, you know, whether it's, you know, with Marshfield PD or Rapids PD or Portage County, Pullover PD, you know, neighboring counties, Marathon County. We work with so many neighboring jurisdictions to get to the same end result, to resolve a situation peacefully.
Scott, I can't thank you enough for the time, putting up with my questions, hanging out with us and everything. But most importantly, I want to thank you for your service and everything you've done for this community. We really deeply appreciate you, sir. And thank you for the time. Give Sean a hard time for me, will you?
We'll do. Thank you, James. I appreciate the time.
Good to see you. And enjoy retirement. I hope you enjoy it. And thank you again for the time.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Big thank you to Joe and our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being here. Be sure to go into your search bar on YouTube. Type in Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page. Keep up to date with the great work they are doing. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up on the morning on WFHR locally grown radio.